Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Support for KUAF comes from Edible Ozarkansas. This quarterly magazine focuses on food, farms, and culture of the Ozarks. Proceeds benefit hunger relief efforts through Feed Fayetteville and Feed Communities. More information, including subscriptions, available at edibleozarkansas.com.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, we'll hear wedding bells in our Sunday morning montage, and we'll talk about talking about faith.
That and more, but first. A longtime downtown Fayetteville business is ending its tenure on Dixon Street. After nearly a decade and a half in the same location, Sydney's Emporium is moving. And while the business, known for its tie-dye, isn't going far, some changes are afoot for the store. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis visited the store in its final days in the old UARC Theater building. Here is his report.
Sid Simon's store wasn't always on Dixon Street, nor has it always focused on tie-dyed clothing. When he first opened a business of his own in the mid-1980s, it was actually focused on screen printing, but when the advent of computers changed the dynamics of the business, Sid decided to take another route.
At the time, a friend of mine who's, I believe she lives in Eureka Springs now, Francesca Garcia, she was tie-dyeing in a little space on Block Avenue there where a World Treasures is now, and she was interested in learning how to screen print, and I wanted to learn to tie-dye, so we worked together, and she taught me and several other people in town how to tie-dye, and several of those people went on to do nothing but that, and they still do.
He says that, as opposed to the expensive equipment needed for screen printing, all one needed for tie-dye was a washing machine, a clothes dryer, and a table to get started. When he focused solely on dyeing shirts in 1987, Simon says that retro music and clothing of the 60s and 70s began to make a resurgence.
Tie-dye just really, even though it never really just went away, it started coming back more with kind of mainstream America. Francesca and I had done some Grateful Dead tours together, and we took tie-dyes to shows and discovered that even though there were lots and lots of other tie-dye for sale there, you know, we could make money at it, and it was just a lot of fun. So we did that for a while, and then along the way we would buy other things to sell along with the tie-dyes, like stickers and jewelry and things.
But when the Dead wasn't on tour, he and Francesca started selling shirts to friends and even began selling on consignment to stores like Sound Warehouse and a few other stores around town. As word of mouth got around about Sydney's shirts, Sid and his partner decided to start opening up during regular hours to sell dyed clothing and other merchandise they would sell when touring around the country. But around 1991, Sydney split with his business partner and moved from Block Street. He rented a space at 412 Dixon, which is now home to Common Grounds.
And at that time, that whole block was just like a ghost town. Most of the buildings were closed and boarded up. The rent was cheap.
He says that at that time, he paid about $400 a month in rent. But that was the early 90s, and rent didn't stay that inexpensive on Dixon Street for long.
Usually, as several other businesses around town, I keep running from either the building sells or the rent gets raised, and so this will be my sixth move.
After leaving the space at 412 Dixon, Simons moved the business to the space that was then known as the Green Warehouse. Once home to Ozark Natural Foods, it is now the site of the Legacy Building. He later moved into the original Schulertown and eventually ended up at what was known as the Boardwalk in the mid-90s. Today, it's known as the UARC Bowl, and that's where Sydney met Leroy Pierce.
He had a space open inside what was the former bowling alley. He had turned it into a mini mall with little shops for rent, but much more reasonable rent. I didn't mention that the Schulertown was very expensive for what you got, so Leroy was a lifesaver for me.
Sid says that the affordable rent at the Boardwalk made it possible for mom-and-pop operations to give the retail business a try. Fast forward a few years to March of 2000. Decades Clothing had moved out of the old UARC theater space, and Leroy Pierce owned that building as well. So Sydney moved across the street, but it was about that time that the city began revitalizing Dixon Street, with new sidewalks, curb and guttering, and other beautification measures. Sydney says that as construction went on, business was slow as foot traffic tended to stay away from Dixon. Business did slowly come back, first with college students and later with customers from around the area. But over time, Sydney says that the price of rent has risen to the point where he had to make a choice.
I knew that this day would come, and I think that the owners think that they can get closer to what the perceived value of Dixon Street square footage is. So I don't have to move out. I could stay. A property manager actually is the one who I deal with now, and I don't deal with the Pierce Family Trust. But the rent has gone up a few times in the last 4 years, but this time it went up triple what I've been paying.
So once again, Sydney started looking for a new location for his business.
Then I was driving down College after just coming back from looking at a strip space out on Township, and I saw one of the Airstreams had a for rent sign on it there at the yacht club. So I pulled into there and called the phone number, and the woman who owns it met me there, and I said, I'll take it.
But to fit the business into an Airstream trailer, Sydney says some changes are necessary, namely that the new location won't carry as much of some types of merchandise.
Like clothing and home decor, things like that. But we'll still have tie-dye, which is, you know, what the whole thing was founded and based on. And we'll have just the big selling items. And on nice days, it will be an outdoor market. I think it's just has potential to be the next new cool hip thing in town.
And he's not alone. Cynthia Morris is the owner of the Yacht Club on College. She says that while Sydney isn't the first retail shop to set up at the Yacht Club, she's excited because it's different than those other previous offerings.
All of my other retail shops have really been geared to 20 and 30 year old young women. And Sydney's coming down, being a large store, coming down to a smaller store. On nice days, he's going to put out racks and tables, put out his tie-dyed t-shirts that I like to say, I think he's been selling them since they were popular the first time. And they're going to be colorful, and people can walk over and shop with Sydney while they're eating.
If it seems like Sydney's emporium moving into the Yacht Club is counter to logic, you're not wrong. The Yacht Club has been touted as a launching pad for mom-and-pop shops to give their ideas a go in the marketplace, and a handful of businesses have grown up into brick-and-mortar locations. But Sydney's is the first business to move from a brick-and-mortar location to the Yacht Club. Morris says that Sydney's situation is indeed unique.
He has signed a 6-month lease with me. We'll see how that works out for him. You know, we may be just an in-between step for him. I don't know. I don't know if he'll find then he'll want to go to a strip shopping center or if he will just go totally on the internet. That's up to him. But I love that we can give people other options that are not available at all out there. I'm sure the brick-and-mortar landlords, they do not want to get into 90-day or 6-month leases. So we're kind of unique that people can try out an idea and see how it works.
As for what Sydney will miss most about the location where his business has been for 14 years?
I don't know. The building, there's something about it. I don't know if it's feng shui or if it's there's something about the building. Now, you know, picking up this business and moving it into like a strip center out on Weddington or something, I don't know if that would work. You know, I looked at places like that, and I think that not only the location, but just the building itself has a lot to do with the appeal.
But what the future holds for the old UARC Theater building is anyone's guess. Only time will tell if it's restored into a movie house, converted into a music venue, or something else completely different. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.